Now, something was happening to me the other night. I was scared. I was really scared. I'd explain this. I'm becoming my dad. I didn't think it would happen. But last year, the transformation entered its final phase. How did I know? I started wearing blue boxer shorts with sailboats on them. Yeah. Walking around the house in black socks, sandals, shutting off every light. What do I own? The power company around here? Shut the door. I'm not heating the backyard. It's true. I'm becoming Pop. And Pop was not getting any cooler. You know, it was not coming towards me. It was me gone in that direction. The other day, one of my teenagers wanted to do something. And they ask for a reason. Now, you got to understand something with teenagers. When they ask for a reason, they don't want to know a reason. Oh, they might have you think they are interested in a reason. But I have a question for you. How many times have you given your teens your reason and they responded by saying, oh, mother, yes, of course. That makes such perfect sense. I hadn't even considered that. You know, that's why you're the parent and I'm the child. It's all so clear to me now. Thank you. Love you. And as they walk away, you can hear them softly singing, Michael, row the boat ashore. Well, how often has this happened? But yet, this is why our children are smarter than we are. When they ask us for the reason, we give them a reason in the vain hope that we're going to hit upon one that they'll approve of. And we've been doing this for years. My teenage son asked me for a reason. I gave him a reason. I thought it was a perfectly good reason. Apparently he didn't. I can't believe he doesn't think like I do. So he began to debate my reason. At which point, I gave him another reason. And another. And another. And another. None of which he found acceptable. None of which he found reasonable or logical. None of which he found at all commensurate with his view of the world as a 13-year-old. At which point, I, hitting the limits of human endurance, erupted. Because I said so, that's why. And then I realized it was complete. Full transformation. I was my father. Yes, how many times when I was a child and I heard my father say, because I said so. I knew then and there I would never say that to my children because I said so. What kind of answer is that? And I knew then and there that that was one aspect of my father that I would never be, as admirable as he was in so many other ways. And then, because I said so, I looked up to heaven. Hopefully Pop's in heaven. I said, okay, Pop, you did it. I'm you now. I went over. Sat down in the Barca lounger with my blue boxer shorts, sailboats on them. I called Walmart. I ordered 8 more pairs of blue boxer shorts. I have given up the fight. 3 more pairs of sandals to wear with my black socks. Ordered 2 Hawaiian shirts for good measure. Sat there in my Barca lounger. Said to my kids, where's the remote? Where's the remote? Doggone it. How come I can't find anything around here wherever I laid it? Every time I put it somewhere, you guys pick it up and put it somewhere else. I gave up the fight. No longer am I Ray Guarendi. I'm Nick Guarendi. I'm Pop. Hey, you know, I looked at it this way. I think Pop is in heaven. Because Pop was a faithful man. Well, if that's my end, How could I complain about that?